Remember when you were a little kid and you dreamed and everything was possible? When you wanted to be an astronaut or a nurse or a doctor or a lawyer, or you wanted to rule the world, you wanted to be a billionaire, or you wanted to be a mobster criminal, whatever. You had dreams, man. They were big and they were huge and nothing was going to stop you. When's the last time you dreamed? You know, this is about dream creation. You had to dream to be able to create your ideal life. Folks, you got to quit working for the people you work for. You got to quit working for a paycheck. You got to quit just getting by, and you got to quit setting goals based on just money. You need to base your goals and your desired outcomes on your dreams. You know, you need to think bigger, dream big. You need to go to work for your dreams, the things you've always wanted. And then you'll be inspired. And then you'll want to make your dreams happen. Then you can come up with plans that, hey, this and this and this will make this dream happen. Would you not be fully engaged in life? Are you tired of just getting by? Come on, remember when you were a kid? You didn't think in terms of making $8,000 a month. You didn't think like that. You thought about being the richest person in the world because it was possible. The little guy, you know, 4 or 5 years old, has got a brain smaller than the one you have right now, and that was good because the brain wasn't in the way. Your dreams were there. Nobody could tell you. I know little kids that can out-ski me. You know why? Because they know they can. They can do things with a snowboard that I can't do because my brain gets in the way. See, when you were a child, you were going to make big things happen. And somewhere along the line, mommy, daddy, aunt, uncle, you know, friends, relatives, somebody said, no, you can't have that. No, that's not right. No, you're being greedy. You shouldn't want that. So I want you to stop the video right now. And I want you to remember way back when you were dreaming. What did you dream as a child? When you were a kid, what did you dream of? And I want you to write it down.
No matter how hard it is, how difficult it is, how tough your life seems to be right now, you can go anywhere you want in life, anywhere.
The number one rule in creating success is to show up, to merely just show up. In fact, it's been said that 90% of all success that people encounter is about showing up. Just show up, folks.
And I know when it's tough, when it's crazy, when you don't have any money, when maybe you have health problems or family problems or partner problems, or you're not finding that right person in your life, it all seems like, when's it gonna break? Is it gonna break? Is there a way out? Am I gonna get a better job ever? You know, I've been in all these situations. I lost my first 5 jobs I was fired from. I'm here in Miami today. This is where I live. I live in this building right here.
Just show up, folks. You ever known someone that got lucky a lot? You know what they did? They showed up. You can't get lucky if you don't show up. So suit up and show up. All highly successful people know that they have to show up. And that's what they do. They just keep showing up. What does showing up mean? Hey, it means simply getting out of bed in the morning. You know, sometimes when you don't want to get out of bed, you just get up and get out of bed. Nothing comes to someone that sleeps except a little rest and a few nightmares. Get out of bed in the morning. Put your clothes on. Take a shower first. Put your clothes on.
The environment that I lived in, I was losing it. I was not doing well. I was using drugs. I had terrible friends. I had terrible advice. My dad had died, so I didn't have anybody to kind of mentor me and show me the way. Look, and my life kept getting worse and worse and worse. You're like, I just don't have it in me to make calls today. Okay, well, sooner or later, you're gonna have to confront that you gotta make calls, or you gotta go talk to that girl, or whatever the deal is. You gotta go talk to your boss, or you gotta become more valuable to yourself and the environment around you. And the only way to become more valuable before you make that call, before you go talk to that girl, before you go talk to your boss, before you do the thing that maybe you don't know you want to do or need to do, start helping somebody else. I didn't think one day I'd have a jet, fly, you know, I'd be able to fly private, or I'd have 5 companies that make a bunch of money. I never ever thought about that stuff. I had this little thing inside me said, hey man, I know I can do something. I know I can. You know you can do something. You know you can do more than you're doing right now.
So I don't think I've made it by any means, because I'm measuring against my potential.
Like, if you can put your ego aside, you know, when you want to turn your life around, put your ego aside and say, hey, I got this one thing in front of me. I don't even like it. If you can learn to get great at something you hate, I guarantee you, you will have greatness in your lifetime.
So I was broke at 25. At 45, I was worth probably, I don't know, I mean, I was worth 10 or 15 million bucks.
I started getting comfortable. I started getting seduced by the idea that I had done more than other people. I would tell the millennial, just real quick, dude, get rich, you know? Get rich! There's three things people don't know about money. They don't know how to make it, they don't know how to keep it, and they definitely don't know, number three, how to multiply it. If anybody that's out there that gets comfortable, you will always be punished for being comfortable. The entire middle class in America should have had their massive wake-up call in 2008, 2009, trying to reach for what I can do, not what I have done.
You know, the day you start taking responsibility for what happens to you is the day you will start controlling what actually happens to you. You know, most of the people I meet in my seminars are saying, well, hey, so-and-so won't let me do this, or my wife won't let me do this, or my husband won't let me do this, or my boss won't let me do this. Folks, the moment you assign responsibility to another human being is the same moment that you accept never to be in control of your own life. This week, put yourself back in responsibility of everything that happens to you. The car wreck, the nick on the car, you know, you get overcharged for something. Everything, the argument with your spouse, okay? Your kids don't get to school on time because of the bus. That was your fault. The moment you can take responsibility for everything, the lost deal, the people that didn't get approved, the moment you can take responsibility for everything is the moment you will start controlling your life, your customers, and your outcomes. Take responsibility, increase it, look everywhere. I get a cold or a cough. Hey, how was I responsible for that? It wasn't because I sat on a plane with 223 people that were sick. Well, hey, I'm the one that bought the ticket. I'm the one that got on the plane. Take responsibility, increase it, and you will increase control in your life. Hey, thanks a lot. Get control this week by increasing your responsibility.
Smoked weed. Next day I smoked it again. Next thing you know, I'm like full into drugs. And nobody starts using drugs thinking I'm gonna be a drug addict. But within probably 2 years, I was doing drugs every day. 15 years old to 25 for 10 years, some 9.5 years, I used drugs almost every day.
I know the feeling of being lost and not knowing where to go or what to do, or it could be lost with your money, lost with a job, feel like you're at a dead-end place, you can't get a promotion. The most successful people in the world wake up some mornings with no clue what to do today, okay? So first thing I want you to know is that it's normal. It happens to everybody. It's not like you're a bad person or you're lost or you're depressed or you got some problem you need to take medication for. Everybody, regardless of their stature in life, where they are, regardless of their money, their relationship, promise you, no matter how much they present like they look like they got the whole package put together, everybody has those days where they don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, you know? Uncertainty.
Make the phone call you need to make. You know there's a call sitting there right now that you need to make. And you're wondering, what should I say? Just make the call, you'll figure it out. Call comes in, take the call. Customer walks up, address the customer. Show up, folks. Just do the next right thing. You have an appointment coming in, show up for the appointment. Be there, be early. There's a girl you want to call, pick up the phone and call her right now. There's a guy you want to call, pick up the phone and call him and find out what's going on with him. You want to go surfing? Get a surfboard. I don't know how to surf, Grant. You don't need to know how to surf. Get the board first. Hit the ocean, you'll figure it out.
My vitamin is the future, right? So I live on a future.
Well, my dad died when I was 10.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm thinking, man, life is short here. My brother dies 10 years later. I talked to him the night before. A Sunday night, I talked to him. Monday morning, he was dead. The time is now. Be in a hurry. And also, dude, if you punch on anything long enough, you could actually change things. Like, my life is about punching. I'm a puncher. Like, I punch a lot. I punch hard. But mostly, I punch persistently. Kind of like life did to me. Like, I've learned to punch back. There was no, like, everybody, what's your drug of choice? Dude, like, any drug. Anything that would change my attitude. You know, the guy I am today was always there. You could not kill him with drugs.
Grew up in a little town in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where it's freezing today. There's ice on the road. It's raining. I grew up in a little small town, and I always had ideas that I would be somebody. First 25 years of my life, it wasn't looking like that because I was getting worse, not better. I never dreamed of living in Miami. I didn't even know where Miami was. I didn't think I'd live in a condo on a 33rd floor with views, 360 degrees wrapped around building. This is where I sold cars right here. 25 years old, 26, 27. I sold so many cars here, right out here on this lot, man. This is where I sold all of them. This was mine, okay? I ruled this concrete. I do it in the rain, I do it in the sunshine, I do it when it was cold, I do it when it was wet. It didn't matter, man. I became a professional salesperson right here. Every day, I'd show up here an hour and a half early every day. I'd stay till midnight. And I was here at 7 o'clock in the morning, had a 25-minute drive. I'm here till 11, 12 o'clock at night. Everybody's gone but me. I'm in there looking, hunting, sniffing, figuring out, on the phone, pounding. This is where I started my career. Don't overanalyze anything. You're gonna feel better if you start doing something. Helping people always helps, always. Helping other people always makes people feel better. Don't overanalyze it. Show up in the direction, some direction that starts to become survival and better for you. And three, go help somebody, dog. Go help somebody. Okay, we got on the plane, flew over there. Yeah, it was work, okay? Raised over $1 million for charities. I came home and I felt better about myself, right? So if I could do that, if I can do that a series, okay? Maybe you're not gonna raise $1 million today. You're probably not. I'm not. I'm not gonna raise $1 million today. I'm gonna do a bunch of little stuff today now. Now I gotta go back to doing little stuff, okay? I gotta go doing the little stuff of taking phone calls, helping people, looking for somebody in the streets to help. But first thing I gotta do is I gotta show up. No matter what, man, no matter what. No matter what, dude, show up. Even if your eyes are bleeding, show up. I've been doing that for 34 years now. Show up even when I don't want to, okay? And then what I try to do is I try to help one person. One person. And what happened over the period of 34 years, I did that every day. I'm not depressed anymore, at least not for long periods of time. I don't use any kind of medication, don't use any kind of drugs, don't smoke weed, don't drink, excessively drink. I might have a drink once in a while. And got a beautiful wife, two beautiful kids, and for the most part, my life is freaking wonderful. All I did was this. I don't overanalyze. Never do I label myself a loser, a quitter. I'm hard on myself. I never label myself OCD, ACD, ADD, OCDD, whatever, a depressant, alcoholic, a drug addict. No, I don't. This is what I do. I do things, okay? Show up, move in the direction. I don't overanalyze. Move in the direction that I think could be
more pro survival than staying in one place. And number three, help somebody, anybody, man. Just start helping people, okay? And what that does, it gets me into action, gets me into movement, gets me out of myself. I don't know if that's emotional intelligence or not. I know this, it's action intelligence. Action intelligence is not artificial intelligence, it's AI. Action intelligence makes me feel good. I hope this makes you feel good. I look forward to your comments. God bless. Be great. Look, I want to help you. Anything I can do to help you. By the way, on your money, on the money point, let's get that money right. Let's get your money right so you can go to a charity event and help out. If you hit the link, I'm going to give you my little millionaire booklet. It's a 44-page booklet on how to become a millionaire. My goal is to give 1 million of these away this year. I want to give one to you. All I ask you to do is once you read it and it starts changing your financial condition, share it with somebody else, okay? God bless. Be great.